So, item 8, review portfolio rebalancing report.
I'm going to sit down for this one because I got to spread out my papers here. But every year we do rebalancing in conjunction with the employer prepayments to minimize overall trading costs here. We've had a slug of cash coming in this year it was about $292 million in employer prepayments coming in late July. In addition to the $292 million coming in, we took advantage of the run-up in the U.S. equity market to draw down some of those gains. We've got a relatively low long-term U.S. equity target that we're considerably above at this point. We did take out about $370 million out of U.S. large cap and U.S. small cap. So the $370 million that we took out of U.S. equity in conjunction with the $290 of prepayments was used for a couple of different purposes in the rebalancing. Number one, and we talked about this in the annual funding plan back in May, was to top up the liquidity program with that new fourth year of benefit payments. So as we draw down to the 36-year month mark, we get to July, we take a look in the future, and we buy back that next fourth year iteration of benefit payments. In this instance, I think the yield, Ed talked about yields on those liquidity managers in the 2.5% to 3% range. What we were buying at in today's market was closer to a 3.5% yield. So that's good news for us. As that yield increases, it takes fewer dollars today to fund those benefit payments tomorrow. But we did put $500 million into the liquidity program. We also took advantage of the rebalancing to fund the parametric defensive equity. This was approved by the board, I think, back in January. Contracting took a while, as it tends to do, and we were in a position to fund it now. So that was the new enhancement to the risk diversifying portfolio. You'll notice on the memo the growth allocation is under target there. One of the reasons is we have yet to fund the risk parity managers. Those will be coming back in September. The offset to that, that should give you comfort, is we have the overlay program, so the large cash position is actually securitized to the U.S. equity market and the global equity markets. So our, if you add our cash allocation back to the growth equity allocation, we're pretty close to target there. Any questions on rebalancing?
Doesn't look like it.
All right.
Great, thank you. So on to item 9, presentation from staff and Invesco.